In the Metro Nashville Police Department, the official chaplain is always on call in case of emergency. In this role, James Duke counsels other police officers in crisis, and he also delivers death notifications to families around the city when someone's died. It's an intense job, and in our live series, Movers and Thinkers, he talked to WPLN's Emily Siner about how it affects his own life.
When James Duke gets the call, and it can be day or night, he goes to the scene of a crime or a car crash. He gets the address of possible next of kin and then drives over.
And while I'm on the way, I'm sort of getting in a meditative mode to try to prepare myself. Then you knock on that door and ask to come in and sit down with them. And I normally start out, "I'm sorry, I have some disturbing news to share with you." And then you just have to tell that you can't beat around the bush. You can't use them soft words. You don't say they passed away or they're gone. You got to say was killed and is dead.
Duke has been told, even by other police officers, that his work seems like the worst job ever. But he says something happens when he's working. He puts aside his typical emotions and focuses on the matter at hand.
Because if you was to dial 911 and Officer Duke come, and all of a sudden I said, "Oh my God," and I go to figure, you're not going to want me there. So you have to numb out. But do it affect? Yes. And it used to be a time back in the old days when officers go to choir practice after a horrific incident. You said, "What is choir practice at church?" No, choir practice is in a vacant lot with a keg of beer and shooting out street lights, just trying to forget what you done saw today. But now we have counseling debriefing. Not Dr. Budweiser.
The numbing feeling he talks about. Sometimes he notices it outside of work, too. Like if his wife tells him someone they know has died, he might not react the way she expects.
It's because I'm so used to it, because it's nowhere in the city of Nashville or Davidson County that I cannot drive that I can't say, "I saw a body here, I saw a murder here, I saw a wreck here." Mm-hmm. Every time I go these streets, it's there.
He's just gotten good at setting these things aside and moving on. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.
You can hear more of our interview with James Duke and two other emergency responders in the latest episode of Movers and Thinkers. You can listen on your favorite podcasting app or at podcast.wpln.org. You can also sign up there to attend the live taping of the next episode on February 23rd, featuring three unapologetic nerds.